You're listening to All Things Considered here on Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Aaron Selbig. Yesterday, news broke that Traverse City area public schools may have misreported students in a homeschool program. TCAP started the Northern Michigan Partnership a year and a half ago, and now the Michigan Department of Education says TCAP's overestimated how many students took classes there. They say the district has collected at least $700,000, more than it should. TCAP says they've done nothing wrong. Reporters Max Johnston and Morgan Springer are here to talk about what's been going on. Thank you both for being here.
Yeah, thanks, Aaron.
Thank you.
Max, you reported this story this morning for IPR. What exactly is the state accusing TCAPs of?
Yeah, so the state is accusing TCAPs of having basically more students enrolled at what's called the Northern Michigan Partnership, which is a virtual school and homeschool program here operated here in Interlochen. There, the state is accusing TCAPs of saying there were 102 students there that weren't actually enrolled, and this amounted to over $700,000 that was budgeted for TCAPs that really they shouldn't have had. So the state is asking for that money back.
And this boils down to the way you count students in a program like this, and I understand that every student is not counted as one student. That's partially
correct.
Counted in a way?
Yeah, so at a normal public school, each student is counted as one full-time enrollment, and the state budgets a set amount of money for that one student. But because it's a virtual school and it's a supplement for homeschooled kids, for homeschooled children, they're not counted as a full student. Some are counted as, you know, 0.75 or 3/4 of a full student, depending on the classes they take and the duration of the classes they take online and in person.
And that matters because of the amount of money that TCAPS gets from the state for each student, right?
That's correct, yeah. So, you know, for example, a student may be taking 3 online classes at the Northern Michigan Partnership, and they may count, depending on the nature of those classes, they may count as 0.65 of an FTE, and they're given 0.65 of the state's budget for each individual student.
An FTE being a full-time enrolled student.
Yeah.
Okay. So the state is saying that TCAPS overestimated by about 102 students.
That's correct, yeah.
Equal to over $700,000. So now what? Does TCAPS have to pay that money back?
So the state wrote a letter to TCAPS basically saying they want that money back. Paul Soma, the state the superintendent of TCAPS, disputed their findings, and they've now reached a point where the state isn't going to ask for that money back until at least January of 2019. In the meantime, TCAPS is working with the state to sort of figure out what happened here, what the state saw, and what TCAPS has reported, and trying to figure out if TCAPS will have to pay that money back.
And to be clear, Paul Soma says that he doesn't think TCAPS did anything
That's
wrong.
That's correct.
Here.
He's very vehement. He says TCAPS did nothing wrong. He says the program itself, the Northern Michigan Partnership, has been audited 3 times. Their enrollment numbers have been audited 3 times in the past year and a half of the program, and that all those audits came back clean.
In the meantime, there's an election coming up in a few weeks, and there is a race, a big race, for the school board in TCAPS. There are 10 candidates running for 5 seats. 5 of them have formed a group called Team 5 TCAPS. Morgan Springer has been reporting on this race. Morgan, how does this latest development color the school board election?
Well, it's hard to say right now, but last night Max went, the Team 5 TCAPS, they held a press conference. There are 5 candidates who are running as individuals, but they're running on a similar platform. Anyway, they held a press conference. They talked about a lot of things ranging from finances to student achievement. And one of the things they did touch on was, you know, these allegations by the Michigan Department of Education. And what they really said is, this is something that the board should have been on top of. This is something the board should have looked into, and that really the buck stops at the board. And, you know, that's why they're running for the board, because they want to be there to ask more intense questions of the administration, which includes Superintendent Paul Soma and others. You know, we haven't talked to the other 5 candidates. As you said, there are 10 candidates, so we don't really know where they stand on this particular issue right now. But there is a candidate forum this evening in Traverse City, and so maybe we'll get a taste of what their stance is on these allegations by the Department of Education.
And to be clear, what they're saying is that when this program was set up, perhaps the board should have looked more closely at how it was set up?
That's right. Yeah, they say it's up. The buck stops with the board. It's up to the board to look into each new program that an administration is putting forward and make sure everything's fine. Of course, as Max says, TCAP's stance right now is We did everything right. We dotted our I's, we crossed our T's well before the partnership even started, and we're comfortable with what we're doing.
All right. This is a developing story. There's more reporting to do, I understand. We still haven't seen the actual letter that was sent from the State Department of Education to TCAPS yet.
Yeah, that's correct. So there was a letter sent from the Department of Education to TCAPS basically laying out this case of why they think they should get the $700,000 back. We have sent a FOIA request to get that letter and more documents. And also, we're still waiting to hear back from the state and the Department of Education about their case. So we will be reporting on this story and following it very closely going forward.
Max Johnston and Morgan Springer, thanks for being here.
Yeah, thanks, Aaron.
Thank you.